December the 29th. Thus far the Lord has helped us. 1 Samuel 7:12. The words thus far seem like a hand pointing in the direction of the past. 20 years or 70, and yet, thus far the Lord has helped us. Through poverty, through wealth, through sickness, through health, at home, abroad, on land, on the sea, in honour, in dishonour, in perplexity, in joy, in trial, in triumph, in prayer and in temptation. Thus far the Lord has helped us. We delight to look down a long avenue of trees. It is delightful to gaze from end to end of the long vista, a sort of green temple with its branching pillars and its arches of leaves. In the same way, look down the long aisles of your years at the green boughs of mercy overhead and the strong pillars of loving-kindness and faithfulness that bear up your joys. Are there no birds singing in those branches? Surely there must be many, and they all sing of mercy received thus far. But thus far also points forward. For when a person gets up to a certain point and writes thus far, he's not yet at the end. There's still a distance to be travelled. There are more trials, more joys, more temptations, more triumphs, more prayers, more answers, more toils, more strength, more fights, and more victories. And then comes sickness, old age, disease, and death. Is it over now? No, there's still more. There is awakening in Jesus' likeness. Psalm 17:15. There are thrones, harps, songs, psalms, white clothing, the face of Jesus, the society of saints, the glory of God, the fullness of eternity, and the infinity of bliss. Oh, be of good courage, believer, and with grateful confidence raise your Ebenezer, your stone of help. 1 Samuel 7:12. For he who has helped you thus far will help you all your journey through. When read or listened to in heaven's light, how glorious and marvelous a view will your thus far unfold to your grateful eyes.